Dyslexic students have the right to read, and Manitoba has joined other provinces to address this. Disclosure statement: Michael Baker does not work for, consult, own shares in, or receive funding from any company or organization that would benefit from this article, and has disclosed no relevant affiliations beyond their academic appointment. Disabled students continue to face barriers constructed and enforced by our schools. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization estimates that, globally, children with disabilities are twice as likely to be denied access to education. Students and their support networks, families, advocates, and experts can no longer accept school systems that uphold inequality for the disabled community. Ableist barriers continue to impede the human rights of disabled students in Canada. The Manitoba Human Rights Commission released the first phase of its report exploring the right to access evidence-based reading interventions in Manitoba's public education system on October 30, 2025. The inquiry was initiated in 2022 after the Commission continued to hear that students with reading disabilities were experiencing barriers to accessing timely reading interventions in their local public schools. Related to this, the Manitoba government has passed Bill 225 to require universal early reading screenings for all kindergarten to grade 4 students. Upholding student rights. In a landmark 2012 case, the Supreme Court of Canada ruled that human rights laws in Canada protect every student's right to an equal opportunity to learn to read. The court's Moore v. British Columbia education decision affirmed that learning to read is not a privilege or luxury, but a basic and essential human right in Canada. The court said, "Adequate special education is not a dispensable luxury. For those with severe learning disabilities, it is the ramp that provides access to the statutory commitment to education made to all children." While this decision is celebrated as a significant step toward advancing the rights of students with disabilities, in the years since it was released, barriers continued to be reported. This led to the different respective special investigations in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Ontario. Disabled students have faced barriers in accessing timely reading interventions. An elementary school's library is seen in Toronto in January 2024. The Canadian Press, Chris Young. Important step in Manitoba. The recommendations from the October 2025 Manitoba report supporting the right to read in Manitoba, the ABCs of a rights-based approach to teaching reading, are a first step in addressing the discrimination against children with reading disabilities in Manitoba's public education system. The report details how education is essential for unlocking opportunities, personal growth, and allowing students to access their other fundamental rights, as well as promoting equality and belonging. Reading is the foundation of learning and a fundamental skill that shapes every aspect of life. Students who cannot read well are more likely to face challenges in school, work, and everyday life. When students cannot access reading instruction, it affects their confidence, mental health, and long-term opportunities. Learning disabilities are the most prevalent disability in the K-12 education system, and reading disabilities are by far the most prevalent type of learning disability. Importantly, many prefer the term dyslexia over reading disability. Attitudinal barriers. The Manitoba Human Rights Commission found that attitudinal barriers and stigma impacting the uptake and efficacy of accommodations continue to maintain inequalities for the dyslexic community. These attitudinal barriers amount to systemic ableism, a topic I have previously explored. Ableism is enacted and upheld by a system that harbors negative attitudes, stereotyping, and discrimination towards people with disabilities. Importantly, like other systems of oppression like racism and sexism, ableism continues to exist because of the combination of prejudice and power, particularly in schools. One of the consistent findings of the Manitoba, Ontario, and Saskatchewan Human Rights Commissions is the need to implement a universal early reading screening, as recently acknowledged by Manitoba legislation. Such a tool allows educators to identify reading challenges as early as possible. This is a critical step in enabling earlier access to evidence-based interventions when they are most effective. Reading and literacy approaches. Manitoba's report also highlights issues around teacher education and practice, noting that some teachers do not understand accommodation principles, the role of clinicians in supporting accommodations, or have limited knowledge of reading disabilities, foundational reading skills, or teaching reading through a direct, explicit, and structured approach. Currently, some researchers or educators are concerned that a focus on phonics-based learning, an aspect of direct instruction in reading and early screening, could undermine children's agency and critical thinking. There are also concerns that an emphasis on direct instruction could risk ignoring important insights about children's socio-cultural contexts and situations. Given the spectrum of abilities within Manitoba classrooms, multiple approaches to literacy should be implemented, providing inclusion and access. Manitoba must provide access to reading interventions that provide structured literacy while honoring linguistic and cultural diversity, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action, and are grounded in the five tenets of inclusive education: togetherness, belonging, affirmation, opportunity, and agency. People from the dyslexia community, parents, educators, and children wear red shirts in support of Dyslexia Awareness Month and call on representatives at the Manitoba Legislature to pass legislation around early screening on October 24, 2025. Natalie Ride Iger, author, provided no reuse. Nothing about us, without us, community voice. Across Canada and globally, the dyslexia community has initiated a Right to Read movement to advance the rights of children, both with and without dyslexia, to gain access to reading instruction and, more broadly, education. Challenging power in any system of oppression is often met with resistance and defensiveness. Redressing ableism is no different. Encouragingly, one Yukon First Nations school board reports tremendous success with students reading when implementing both sounding out words phonics part of direct reading instruction and embedding cultural values in teaching. Canadian education systems must confront ableist processes, attitudes, and practices if all children, including those with dyslexia, are able to realize the right to read. Our children are capable. We just need to provide them the opportunities and approaches that fit their needs. This story was co-authored by Natalie Ride Iger, who has two children with dyslexia and is an associate professor, Department of Food and Human Nutritional Sciences, at the University of Manitoba. This story was co-authored by Natalie Ride Iger, who has two children with dyslexia and is an associate professor, Department of Food and Human Nutritional Sciences, at the University of Manitoba.